This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM on a Tuesday morning. Reader, somebody told me that Hamilton is on Disney Plus now, so I checked it out. Mm-hmm. Not a single Oski Wee Wee the entire runtime. I want my money back.
I think you were expecting the wrong Hamilton.
Yeah, well, don't get my hopes up, guys. I miss football.
Let me introduce Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
If you need people for a trivia team, we've got your back.
It sounds like a perfect solution.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Fox FM, after 6 o'clock or 7, if you're in Manitoba, it's Nick and Reader joining you. And Reader, I want to talk about a movie that I watched yesterday.
Oh.
It was really cool. It was called The Lobster. Have you ever heard of it?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, it's really cool. It's all about, without spoiling it, the story is, it's in the future, and if you don't have a partner or a mate, like if you're not in a relationship, you go to this hotel and try to find a partner. So it's like a singles mixer thing, and it's all awkward and fun. Yeah. But if you don't manage to find a partner in 45 days, you get turned into an animal of your choice.
Huh.
So the guy in the movie, he wants to become a lobster. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about that yesterday. The entire time I was watching the movie, what animal would I turn into in that situation?
Boy, I'd probably go with something easygoing like a koala.
Yeah, or like a sloth.
Yeah.
Could you? I love seeing those videos on YouTube of sloths just slowly crawling across mm-hmm. the road.
Just doing their thing.
That could be us. Yeah. Just minding our own business, getting through the day.
Well, because I'm thinking lobster wouldn't be any good because you wind up dropped in a pot of boiling water.
He explains it in the show. He says that lobsters live for up to 100 years.
Yeah.
And he also loves to swim. So that's why he chose a lobster.
Okay.
I think cow. Everybody knows me. I love cows. Reader, you were visiting your parents and you came back. The first thing you did before even saying good morning was show me pictures of your parents' cows.
Yes.
Because you know me so well. I think, yeah, an animal that takes it easy. So like a cow standing in a pasture or a koala bear.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would do. What about like a camel? Would you be a camel?
Well, you know what? I like the change in climate.
Ah, yeah.
So I don't know if I would want, you know, hot desert conditions all the time.
Yeah, you want to have snow in the winter.
Little of this, little of that.
What animal would you choose? It is kind of strange, but we'd love to know. You can call or text 306-783-3699. Might as well change the name of the show to Fox FM Mornings with Cow and Koala.
Yeah.
Nick and Reader tried singing a Greta Van Fleet song at a karaoke bar. Enough said. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Taylor Swift's Cardigan, new music. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. Speaking of music, hit the music. It is time to talk NHL hockey because it's back and I'm so excited and the playoffs start today.
Yes, the Stanley Cup playoffs, rather, finally get underway. The qualifying rounds and everything wrapped up. The round robin is all done. So we have our 16 teams. They get at it tonight.
I'm really looking forward to this, Reader, because I am supporting the Philadelphia Flyers in the Stanley Cup
Welcome
playoffs.
Aboard.
I am going to join the bandwagon for the playoffs here because Nashville, of course, didn't make it through.
Yeah.
But if you want to check out Columbus, Tampa Bay, Calgary, Dallas, Carolina, Boston, Chicago, or Vegas, those are the four games that are going on today.
Yeah. Another full day of hockey starts at 11 o'clock Saskatchewan time with that Columbus-Tampa game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Finally, hockey's back, and it just feels good to say it, like the Stanley Cup playoffs. Guys, who are you cheering for in the playoffs? We got a post up on Facebook if you want to comment who you think will win. Facebook.com/morefoxfm. Let's go Flyers!
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. If you ever wanted to find out what a reverse farmer's tan is, yeah.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits and more favorites. Streaming whenever you want. FoxFMOnline.ca. If you got an internet connection, you got Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader hanging with you on a Tuesday morning. And Reader, we were talking earlier this morning about Camp Day. Tim Hortons Camp Day is happening tomorrow.
That's right.
And I've been thinking all week about my summer camp memories. Because, of course, the whole point of Camp Day is to raise money to send kids who wouldn't normally be able to go to camp to summer camp. Tim Hortons Camp Foundation has been around for a long time, and this is the marquee fundraiser for that. All of the money, 100% of the proceeds from warm beverages, iced coffee, and bracelet sales at the drive-thru and in the store will be going towards the Camp Foundation. But I want to take you back to 99, Reader.
Okay.
I thought of my favorite camp memory, and I want to share it with you.
Let's do it.
I was 10 years old. and I went to Green Grove Summer Camp in Waka Lake, Saskatchewan, and it was an Orthodox church camp. It was fantastic. It was mostly friends that I saw all the time, because I went to church every Sunday kind of thing, and the Friday, the first Friday when I was at summer camp, my very first year, there was a dance, because every Friday they did a dance, and everybody would polka around and stuff. Ukrainian kids, they love dancing, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to wear something cool for the dance, and I want to say shout-outs to my camp counselor, Julian, because he let me borrow one of his cool shirts, because he was like a teenager and had cool style, and I danced so hard that night, that poor shirt was like almost see-through. It was so sweaty.
Oh my gosh.
So big ups to Julian for letting me sweat through his clothing. But yeah, that was my favorite memory. I looked like a million bucks. I was a dancing machine, and I was also sweating so hard.
The girls must have been fighting to get close.
Absolutely. Yeah. I loved it. They all had squeegees and stuff. It was super cool. Not scarring at all for a 10-year-old kid. Yeah. Aww. I do want to know some other camp stories. Rita, you went to jazz camp, so you really...
Yeah, it was just a lot of music kind of all day long from about 8 till 4 or 5 in the afternoon. It was pretty good. I mean, we had a few kind of rec activities here and there, but there was a lot of music happening, a lot of blowing going on.
Didn't put any hot sauce on anybody's mouthpiece on their trumpet or no?
No, I wasn't much of a prankster.
4 hours of playing the trumpet, you must have had really swole. You must have looked like a bee stung you on the lips afterwards.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, by the end of the day, you know, you needed that little break until the next day.
My gosh!
I remember finding a Phoenix Suns hat in the middle of the road, and I claimed it.
Hey, I would too.
Yeah.
That's a good camp story.
Gave it a wash, and I'm like, this is mine now.
Well, whether it's camp story like mine or camp adjacent like Reader's, we'd love to know your camp stories to get ready for camp day tomorrow with Tim Hortons.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. And Reader, there's a public health situation going on in the world right now. A lot of things are getting postponed or moved or canceled, or a lot of stuff getting shuffled around. And I had a quick thought this morning.
Okay.
I thought, did we miss Shark Week?
Uh-huh.
So I looked. It's this week.
This week
it's
is
right
Shark
now.
Week.
Shark Week is on right
nice.
Now. Yeah. So, hey, everybody. Happy Shark Week.
Oh, yeah. Always fun to sit back and just watch sharks do their thing. Actually, speaking of which, I was at home at the farm a couple of weekends ago, and we were looking for something to watch on Netflix. I said, how about The Meg?
Ooh,
I hadn't seen it yet.
My parents recommended that one to me.
It was good. It was just a great, like, dumb shark movie where you don't have to do a whole lot of thinking, and Jason Statham does Jason Statham things, and giant sharks eat stuff, and it's just a fun couple hours.
Has there been a bad shark movie?
I don't know that there has.
Like, maybe
Jaws the Revenge.
Jaws the Revenge, I was about to say that. But that paid for Michael Caine's vacation home, so.
Yeah.
No. There's Deep Blue Sea, there's Meg, Jaws, that's the classic one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you
Sharknado.
Know, you guys should celebrate Shark Week by watching some shark movies if you want, but actual, like, the Discovery Channel Shark Week is going on this week. Tonight, Will Smith is doing a show on Discovery about overcoming his fear of sharks.
Oh, wow.
Because people always say, oh, Shark Week glorifies violence and shark attacks when sharks aren't really that deadly of an animal, only certain types of sharks, but it's kind of cool seeing him getting over his fears like that.
Wow, yeah, that's cool.
I think I'm going to watch The Meg tonight. I might give it a try. I do love Jason Statham.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that. Arkells with years in the making. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. Reader, I want to talk to you about a really funny story that I heard about Wawota.
Okay.
In our listening area, of course, shout outs to the cafe in Wawota. I hope that their offer of free pie still stands. It's been a couple of years, but I got a friend in Wawota, and we were talking yesterday, and they were walking around outside, and they said that in some of the planters, because, you know, it's summer, there's a lot of beautification going on in the listening area, she found cherry tomato plants.
Oh.
In, like, the public planters and stuff.
Hmm.
And I thought that was, like, the coolest thing to think about. Because imagine you're just walking somewhere. Like, imagine you're walking home and you're like, ah, oh, I'm feeling a bit peckish. And then you look over at the planter and you got some cherry tomatoes.
Wow.
That's such a good idea, right?
So if they're in a public planter like that, are they just fair game?
So this is the story as far as I know. If somebody who works for the town of Wawota can call in, that'd be fantastic too. But I heard that due to pandemic that they were having trouble getting in the right plants. And it may have been an accidental put the plant in there kind of
the
thing.
Seeds ended up
it's
there.
It's like kind of a COVID kind of thing. Okay. So yeah, but I think that's neat. And they should make that like a tradition because I think that's cool. Like here in Yorkton, I mean, we have so many planters. We're here at the courthouse. We have so many flowers in front of us here too. Yeah. I would just love like a single tomato plant.
Just one right smack dab
just
in the middle.
One tomato plant. And maybe if you're covering court, you got to go down. You can have a little snack before you walk
or
in.
Or like just plant one corn plant. So all of a sudden in the middle, you can just pull off ears of corn.
Just a really tall corn plant right in the middle. If they have planters in like the median in between the road, that'd be a good place for a corn plant.
Yeah.
I love that. Shout outs to Wawota for doing that. That's a neat little thing to find out about a place in our listening area. And of course, we always love hearing stuff about places in our listening area here as well, because right now we kind of can't visit you guys. It's a little bit tough. We don't want to, you know, bring stuff around. So keep that in mind too. But we'd love to hear more cool stories about wherever you are in the listening area. You can call or text us anytime. 306-783-3699.
Growing up, Reader always wanted to be someone.
Now he realizes he should have been more specific.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.